This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Jennifer Schutt. Vulnerable Democrats from districts throughout the country are all in on the return of earmarks in the House for the upcoming fiscal 22 appropriations process. 31 of the 32 Democrats on the frontline list have requested local funds from the Appropriations Committee, with the exception of California's Representative Katie Porter, who has been very vocal in her opposition to the return of earmarks, which Democrats and several Republicans are referring to as community project funding. Many of these Democrats who requested earmarks say that it is responsible federal spending that it is going to programs or infrastructure in their districts that is needed and is broadly supported by the community. And they do not expect that during either a primary campaign or a general election campaign, that their opponents would really be able to use their requests for earmark funding against them. And this obviously isn't something that's only impacting Democrats as the fiscal 22 appropriations process gets going and everyone starts taking closer looks at the midterm elections. 16 of the 21 Republicans from swing districts that the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has identified as in play have also requested the House Appropriations Committee fund various projects in their district. And House Minority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana and GOP Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik of New York have also requested earmarks, meaning that while this could be an issue in some campaigns during the midterm elections, many lawmakers from both political parties at various levels of leadership don't think that it's something that will sway undecided voters or really turn the election one way or another.